Zainab, Great Mystery of Arba'in. Arba'in is a reminder of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his loyal companions on the day of Ashura. All Shias owe their faith to Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, and this is the mystery of Arba'in. Arba'in means literally 40 in Arabic. However, this word is specifically used for 40 days after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Today is an opportunity to revise allegiance with Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his sacred cause. The pilgrims of Imam Hussein on Arba'in point to Imam Hussein's holy shrine and say, "He who is with you, and not with your enemies." This is a clear and loud announcement of their stance and faith. Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, played an unforgettable role in continuation of the uprising that his brother had staged. She is the daughter of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon them, and the granddaughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. In addition to chastity and patience, this great lady had lofty merits such as wisdom, to the extent that she was called the wise lady of the Hashemite clan. Imam Zainul Abidin, or Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, called him as the female scholar who had not been taught by anyone. This means that whatever she knew had originated in the revelation and her grandfather's and her parents' divine knowledge. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, before arriving in Karbala, wrote a letter to his kin and kith in Medina, which read, "In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. From Hussein, son of Ali, to Muhammad Hanafiya, son of Ali, and via him to Bani Hashem. Whoever joins me and will be martyred, and whoever does not, will not achieve victory and peace. On the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his companions were martyred, but those who refused to join him didn't achieve victory." Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, bravely and prudently even turned the seemingly sweet victory of the Umayyads to the bitterest defeat of history. Her behaviour caused the tyrant Yazid to be known as libertine rather than commander of the faithful, which he used to be called. Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, behaved in a way as if she was Hussein himself. People would see a lady who was unmatched in eloquence and courage, like her grandfather, her parents and brothers. She was called Jabal al-Sabr, meaning the mountain of patience. Although she had a brother like Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, she showed no sign of weakness. Even in the evening of Ashura, she raised her face to the sky as she had seen her brother's severed body. "My God, accept this little sacrifice from us," she said. Upon her arrival at the palace of Kufa, Ibn Ziyad asked her, "How did you find what God did to your brother?" Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, answered powerfully and serenely, "By God, I didn't see except beauty. They were the men whom God had determined death for them, and they went to their abode." Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, continued her brave and prudent conduct at the palace of the tyrant Yazid in Damascus as well. This petrified the audience. She told the tyrant Yazid, "O Yazid, if the pressures of time have made me speak to a person like you, you should know that you are very petty before me. O Yazid, employ whatever scheme you have and make whatever effort you want. By God who granted us nobility, you will never be able to remove our name and our memory from the hearts of people. You will never destroy our revelation. Know that your opinion is very feeble and your days short-lived, and your gathering doomed to disparity. The 11th successor to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, said, "The pilgrimage of Arba'in is one of the signs of the faithful." It means if a faithful can go to Imam Hussein's pilgrimage on this day, he or she should go as if they cannot. They should read the standard form of salutation to the Imam or Ziyarah from a distance. Pilgrimage is a way of reaching cognizance and finding the correct way of living. A pilgrim should know before whom he or she is standing and in what course he is marching. He or she knows that Imam Hussein's uprising has two aspects, namely explicit and implicit. The explicit aspect is that the Imam staged this unique uprising, forbidding what is good and forbidding what is evil, with the aim of uprooting injustice and corruption. But the implicit aspect of the uprising is understandable from the Arba'in Ziyarah. In part of this text, we read that Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, sacrificed the blood of his heart to salvage the servants of God from ignorance and a perplexity of misguidance. The society of the Imam's era was truly plunged in the abyss of ignorance because the poisonous propaganda of Muawiyah and his equally wicked son Yazid. This ignorance continued to the extent that the people killed their prophet's grandson with the aim of gaining God's reward. But Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, shocked the society and jolted the dormant hearts. So the faithful are indeed forever indebted to her.